Hello everyone, welcome to Gen Basque Training. I hope you are fine. Well, our today's topic is 7 miraculous ways to move forward in your Salesforce career. Well, before starting on topic, I like to highlight few points of latest survey. According to a latest survey, 200% increase in Salesforce jobs since 2016, 300,000 lakhs of new jobs posted required Salesforce skills, and around 2 million jobs are projected in the next 5 years. Salesforce indeed is one skill set that you definitely need if you have to succeed in your professional life. Salesforce is offering one of the best salaries in the market, and this is because there is a huge demand and supply gap. Job openings are way more than the number of professionals available to occupy those jobs. Salesforce platform itself in one of its recent reports has claimed to generate $859 billion in new business revenues in the coming years. The best part about all this is that new revenue creates new employment opportunities, because these companies need skilled employees to implement, administer, market, sell, design, produce and service products and software related to Salesforce environment. We have come up with 7 amazing ways that will surely help you in giving the much needed boost to your Salesforce skills as well as career. 1. Training. Learn a new technology in a supportive environment. Indulge in a lot of self-learning. You can enroll yourself in some live and interactive Salesforce training program. Try to go for a program that gives you practical training coupled with regular assignments, just like Gen Basque Training's Salesforce training program. You can also learn a lot from their training videos, which are made readily available on YouTube. 2. Experience. Well, the first step towards a successful career in Salesforce is to get lots and lots of experience. You can either do an internship or you can volunteer yourself for some pro bono work. Get your hands dirty, get into the mud. There are no shortcuts to success, but real-time learning actually makes a lot of things easy for you. 3. Create a practice account. What can be a better way to learn something by divulging deep into the topic and experimenting with it? For Salesforce learning, you can create a free Salesforce developer account. You cannot use this account for any commercial purpose, however, you can learn a lot of basic things by exploring more and more on this account. Log into your account and start learning about every tab given there. Experiment as much as you can, and trust me, you will become a pro on your own. All you need is a little self-motivation. 4. Certification. Getting a recognized Salesforce accreditation is an unquestionable requirement. There are no doubts about it, because it is your testimonial that speaks volumes about your skills. There are different approaches to get the certification. However, a decent first step would be to involve yourself in the basics of Salesforce and to comprehend what it includes. Read up about it to get a reasonable comprehension of the exertion included. When this bit is done, it's imperative to recognize an instructional hub that will assist you with the confirmation. Picking an accreditation accomplice like Grey Campus is a major push toward this path. And 5. Be an active blogger. Most dynamic individuals from of the Salesforce network are exceedingly dynamic via web-based networking media channels, particularly by Twitter and blogs. Be an active and involved member of the chat threads on these channels. Do your bit of homework on the subjects under discussion. Express your thoughts and opinion in these online dialogues. A decent method to be heard is to begin your own blog. Pen down your learning in a very basic and simple language on your blog. You will end up helping a lot of messed up individuals, and this blog may find you your dream job as well. Number 6. Network. Spread a word about your skills. Monitor each and every job channel, such as LinkedIn, Indeed, etc. Contact the people who you look up to and ask them for their advice or a potential job opening. Keep on following the renowned professionals in your file, keep a tab on their activities. Number 7. Move to consultancy. If you are one of those individuals who aren't worried about staying at home each and every week, then moving to a consultancy domain is the most ideal approach to amplify your Salesforce vocation potential. This is major because of the varied range of the activities that you will be presented to when you are in the consultancy domain. It is more profitable, as you would be a significant part of the most advanced and up-to-date progressions, whether it be lightning, marketing, automation or IT. It is not very likely for you to get this kind of exposure when you are in the end-user domain, as the enterprises involved at that level just wouldn't have the financial capacity to change or advance their CRM system every year or so, whereas the enterprises that you get in consultancy domain have that kind of capacity and need. All these are not any random hit-and-try methods, they have worked for many people. Keep your work ethics strong, improve your communication skills, be a part of the Salesforce community. All these steps when combined together will definitely yield good results. We hope you like this audio. Stay tuned with us for more interesting audios or visit our website www.jenbasktraining.com.